One reason for the rise in home ownership in recent years has been the easy availability of credit. Borrowers, even many with spotty credit records, have been able to obtain mortgages. They've done this in part through subprime loans that carry higher than normal interest rates. But a growing number of these loans are in trouble due to the slowing economy and some very tough terms set by lenders, NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Mary Padelko is typical of how someone winds up in trouble with a subprime loan. The 69-year-old widow from West Virginia borrowed $10,000 using her home as collateral. She fixed up some windows and did some other improvement work. Then the offers from other finance companies began pouring in.
That's when my troubles began. Different mortgage companies was calling me and they'd ask me how much was I paying. I would tell them and they say, well, I can do much better than that. Your payments will be much lower. But each time the interest and all of this other was going sky high, and when it was all over with, I owed $68,000.
Padelko admits she should have paid closer attention to the terms she was agreeing to, but blames the lenders who talked her into borrowing more. Her monthly bills eventually reached $355. That was on Social Security income of just $458 a month. She lost her home and now lives in a Presbyterian home for the elderly.
Just kept pushing me in, you know, and taking advantage of me. Yes, I'll say that with all of my heart. They had no right to do me like that. I was just an old widow woman, wasn't doing nothing to nobody.
It isn't just finance companies that have been making these profitable but risky higher interest rate loans. Some of the nation's biggest banks have set up their own subprime lending units. Since 1995, the number of subprime mortgage loans has more than tripled. But banks were surprised by how quickly the economy slowed. David Gibbons is Deputy Comptroller for Credit Risk with the Comptroller of the Currency.
What we're seeing now is that in the last quarter, basically, in the last two quarters, we're starting to see what we call the spillover effect of the combination of weak lending practices through the late 1990s and now the combination of that with the slowing economy.
Subprime lending was listed as one of the main reasons for the recent collapse of a Chicago-area savings and loan Superior Bank. The Mortgage Information Corp recently reported seriously delinquent subprime mortgage loans are now at more than 6.5%. That's up a full percentage point from last year. David Bierenbaum is with the National Community Reinvestment Coalition, an umbrella group for some 800 community groups. He says he's not surprised some borrowers are having difficulties.
The growth in the subprime marketplace really has been sort of a wild west in our marketplace, motivated by, in fact, people seeing quick profits. In fact, much of the losses that you're seeing today where lenders, both financial institutions as well as traditional lenders, have really not thought through the impact of their decision to enter subprime markets.
Concerned about the risks involved, Bank of America recently announced it is pulling out of subprime lending. Banks and finance companies have found themselves in a difficult position. Once blasted by community groups for not providing enough credit to low-income people, now they're being taken to task for approving those loans at higher interest rates. Lenders claim those rates are needed to offset risk. But critics say in some instances, banks and finance companies are simply taking advantage of borrowers, hiding punishing interest rates and other fees in complicated loan documents. Lawrence White is a professor at New York University's Stern School of Business.
The bad smell of predatory lending might start slopping over into subprime lending. And if it's a real estate mortgage type loan, may end up having his or her home repossessed.
Atlanta postal worker Reginald Brown is near foreclosure on his house. Originally, he was told he would qualify for an 8.25% mortgage rate. But at closing, his broker informed him, they'd found problems with his credit. Brown was told his mortgage would be split in two at higher rates. He says he knew it was a bad deal, but accepted his broker's argument he could refinance the loan in 6 months.
We went to go back to try to refinance, and they tell us we could not refinance. We had to wait and be in the house at least a year. Well, by this time, you know, our financial things just started, our wall started caving in on me real quick, and before you know it, we were behind.
There are signs some banks are concerned about subprime lending's tarnished image. Citigroup recently said it suspended relations with 3,600 mortgage brokers it says failed to adhere to the bank's lending standards. Critics say there are other problems with the industry as well. They say many people are wrongly funneled into subprime loans. Freddie Mac, which helps make mortgage money available for low- and middle-income borrowers, estimates at least 30% of subprime loans should have gone to borrowers at prevailing market rates. That's prompting some states, like North Carolina, to pass laws capping interest rates. Robert Lighton with the Brookings Institution agrees unscrupulous lenders should be reined in, but he worries if big banks get out of the subprime mortgage market, less credit will be available for lower-income borrowers.
There's always a danger in having the government write the contracts or tell lenders exactly what should be in the contracts, because if the restrictions are too onerous, the lenders will just quit lending money entirely.
The jury is still out on whether tougher lending laws are hampering lower-income borrowers from obtaining credit. A Harvard University study says Americans owe more than $5 trillion on their mortgages. Back when the economy was strong, banks and borrowers were not much concerned with all of this debt. But now that cracks are showing up in the subprime mortgage market, some banks have decided the loans are too risky. That could make it harder for consumers with blemishes on their credit records to get a mortgage. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.